Now we come in our study of Deuteronomy to actually an entirely new section. The first four chapters we were dealing with reviewing the journeys. Moses reviewed the journeys. Now he restates the law. And there are some of you are going to say, well, this is a duplicate of what we had in the 20th chapter of Exodus. It almost is a duplicate, but there'll be one important change we'll call attention to. And this simply means that the Ten Commandments, for that's what was given in the 20th of Exodus, they're repeated here, that these are basic and these are fundamental moral laws. Now, I want you to notice something very important here about this particular section, what God says to them. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, number one, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may, number two, learn them and keep them and do them. Now, these are the four steps, I think, of hearing the Word of God. The first is to hear the Word of God. The second is to learn them, is to become acquainted with what God is saying. And then the third is to keep them. Now, that means to put them down in your heart. Remember, David spoke about the fact, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That's keeping the word. But also, and do them. Not only should it be in your head and in your heart, but should get down there where the feet are and where your hands. So we have the head, the heart, and the hands. And we have the doing of the word of God. And a great many people that say that they live by the Ten Commandments and that's their religion. The important thing is that you'll quiz these people, as I've done several times, I find out what they really mean is they've voted for them. They've heard them and they think they're good, but they're not really keeping them and they're certainly not doing them. And we'll see here that the law actually was given in order that, well, it was a plumb line put down by a crooked wall. It's a mirror that's held up to the heart. It's a headlight on a car showing the way into the darkness. And it reveals when there's a curve ahead. And God is making it very clear that he's not saving men by keeping a moral code. It's not that there's something wrong with the moral code, because there's nothing wrong with the law, but there's something radically wrong with us. You want to hear Paul as he speaks to the Galatians in Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Why? Well, he can't do them. But by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, that's clear enough. Anyone ought to understand what he's saying here, is that no one is justified by the law. And now, he makes it also very, very clear that the law reveals that man is a sinner before God. Wherefore then serveth the law, he says in 3:19. It was added because of, or for the sake of transgressions, till the time, that is, it was temporary, till the seed should come. And it was a schoolmaster, that is, a servant, to take us by the hand and bring us to the cross, just like you take a little child to school, it brings us to the cross and says, little fella, you're a sinner, you need a Savior. That's what the law was to do. Now let's look at the law. The law's good, friends, no question about that. I have no notion of junking the Ten Commandments. It reveals the mind of God, but it reveals also how far short I come of the glory of God today. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now put this law down on your life.